an exciseman so fine rode into the county of Kent, and there he received much coin. For that very purpose he went. He met with a jolly brave miss, her beauty as fair to behold, but she gave a Judas kiss and showed him a trick for his gold. She rode on a bonny brave mare, he rid on a gelding also. He whispered a word in her ear, straightway to an inn they did go. He was of a pretty condition, he called her the joy of his life, and then without any suspicion they passed it for husband and wife. They set up the mare in the gelding and called for a supper with speed. Their wine it was plentifully filled in, and lovingly then they agreed. Oh, then they were heartily merry, their joys did begin to abound. They drank up full brimmers of sherry, and the glass it went merrily round. He had not the sight of his folly, fond love had so blinded his eyes. Oh, then he was heartily jolly, he thought he had gotten a prize. Then whilst they most lovingly greeted, he thought he was certainly blessed. But ne'er was exciseman so cheated, oh, now comes the cream of the jest. He pulled out a purse full of gold, which he had received for excise, and sent to his landlord, behold, keep this till the morning we rise. His miss she did call him her honey, and straight to embracing they fall, but her mind still run on the money to give him a chouse for it all. And while he was snoring and sleeping, she thought no time to delay, but giving the landlord a meeting, oh, thus unto him she did say, my husband, he has not the power to rise, although it be day, yet he hath appointed the hour to pay all the money away. The time doth begin to expire, then pray thee now saddle his steed, and landlord, I do you desire to fetch me the money with speed. The innkeeper, he did believe it, and fetched her the 80 pound, and she was as glad to receive it, she neither spared horse, flesh, nor ground. But when the exciseman did waken, and found that his miss she was fled, and seeking himself thus forsaken, while he had been sleeping in bed, oh, then how he rapped and thundered, he was in a choleric heat, his pockets was pillaged and plundered, he found he had met with a cheat. The landlord the chamber did enter, and bowing himself to the ground, sir, have you forgot where you sent her to pay in the 80 pound? The landlord no sooner had said it, but then he was daunted straightway, but yet for the sake of his credit, oh, never a word he would say. But then he was fretting and petting, he had never a penny of coal, his miss rid away on his gelding, and left him a mare that was stole, for which they did soon apprehend him, in sorrow he did then complain, for they to a prison did send him, where he did tell sizes remain. And there he was reined at the bar, beside all the money he lost. Oh, now you excisemen beware, you see in your court and your cross, the billet had like to been found, because he had called her his wife. It cost him many a pound, and had like to have cost him his life. This was in Rochester City, the truth you may certainly find. The people afforded no pity, but said he was served in his kind. But now the exciseman is sorry that he ever met with this maid, for sure he had learned her lurvy, she lacked but a stock in her trade.